This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Buying everything in the company?
Of course, I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Game Break. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are out of this world, and I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's his Fox to my star. What up, guys? BKS on this podcast with your lovely, lovely friend over here, a good man, a great man, Mr. Kalo.
And before we get into today's pod, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
I think everybody's waiting if I leave the room again because, you know, Kay likes to make me mad and lose my top. He just said to me prior to this episode starting that he thought this new Pokemon Detective Pikachu was the first one and didn't realize there was a second one that came out that was the reason why we got the Detective Pikachu movie.
Connecting the dots like a true detective. But
it's everywhere.
But you know where I'll be on September 6th?
In the green room?
No. I will be sitting in front of my PC and or Xbox to play Starfield, a game I am currently calling my shot to be my replacement for Skyrim.
You know what?
This is going to be the game. Life for like a year and a half straight. I buy 6 times in my lifetime, potentially.
7.
Allegedly. I'm just so hyped for this game.
Well, while you do that, while you play, I'm going to sit comfortably playing it either on my TV monitor in my living room or having no life and bringing it on my PC monitor. Spider-Man PS5. So, you know, you could keep your Star Fox, whatever game here, and let me just swim around living your best life as Spider-Man. But we're not here to talk Spider-Man. We're here to talk about a game that you might buy 7 more times down the line.
I mean, arguably, you bring up Spider-Man, and I guess in the sake of console wars and stuff like that, that is a game that's going to be going head to head with Starfield, and that's like Sony's big, like,
game.
Yeah, it's their big game, and Xbox is hedging their bets on Starfield right now.
That's bad bet. If you're a betting man.
Given the track record of Xbox recently, I don't think it's a good bet. But from what I hear, they say this game is by far, and what a low bar to set, the least glitchy game Bethesda has ever released. And
wow.
Bethesda releases very bad glitchy games. Some of it's like Bethesda Charm, but there's a lot of people looking out for this game. Now, why am I excited for this game? Over 1,000 worlds to explore. Fully open world. You customize your ship, your character, your backstory, literally everything about your life. Everything you do in the game is customizable. You can build bases on planets, take off, have dogfights in outer space. And this is just like a quick overview of the game. But
can you swing around New York City? Can you fight Venom? Can you make out with Black Cat? Can you team up with Miles? Can you fight the Lizard or the Kraven the Hunter?
No.
That's what I'll be doing on that date, by the way.
I want to get your opinion on stuff that really makes games what they are today. And that is, will this game release in a horrible state? Take it easy on me, because I bought the Starfield controller. So that hence means I am thoroughly invested in this game. So take it easy on me. Don't tell me bad things.
I don't know. Last time I told you something about a bad game, it was Cyberpunk, and you're like, how can it be a bad game? They've been working on it for 7 years, and I even said it on the day the game went flop. The slogan of keep your expectation low came from the state of Cyberpunk. You really want me to tear you down with Star Fox?
Yeah. Hey, it's gonna happen. Like
the way he said it, I know you guys can't see him. He was just like, "Yeah, let me have it."
You might as well tear into me now.
Honestly, I don't know much about it because it's not as a for me as a person who's been both Xbox, PC, PS, Sony. That I haven't heard much about this game. Granted, I don't play a lot of Bethesda games. So, I don't know much about it. I don't know if it's going to be a big flop. I don't know if it's going to be a big hit. But for people that are diehard Xbox console people, soldiers, do we call them soldiers during this console war? Are they soldiers?
I'm one of them. Right. Like, I'd be classified. I play all games, but like I tend to gravitate towards Xbox.
So you're a soldier. In this console war, you're a soldier.
Yeah, I'm on the front line. I'm the little drummer boy they send out that gets absolutely mowed down as soon as the shots go flying.
See, I'm the guy who was like, oh, let me join your team. And then go, oh, if the other team is winning, let me go join your team. Oh, wait, let me go join your team.
What's his face? Not Benedict Cumberbatch. That's Doctor Strange. who is he? He's like a notorious, like, I don't know. I'll come back to
Donald
that.
Donald Trump.
No, the guy that's... General Custard, I think he is.
General Kenobi? Yes, I'm General Kenobi.
Hello there. What were you going to say? You're the two-timer?
I'm three-timer, because PC. I'm the three-timer. Yeah. Three-time. I think this game is going to do okay. Like, I hope it does for Xbox. Because then I feel like at this point, if this game is a bad, comes out in a bad state, it's like, do you lose all faith in Microsoft at this point?
Oh, yeah. Like, that...
Will this change you for the next consoles coming up in the near future? If this game's a flop, are you like, I'm done with Xbox, I won't buy Xbox console right away, I'm going to go straight to Sony?
Well, that was my thing, and I voiced my opinion about this before. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe BL. To this day, I was there on day one, got a Series X.
You got a mini fridge. Okay.
I got a mini fridge. I wish I got that mini fridge. I should really get one. I am still asking the question, why did I get this console? There has not been a game that really changed the game, like on Sony, let's just to name a few, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, now Spider-Man 2 is coming out. That's like three I'm naming just off the top of my head. And it's like, all right, Xbox, what have you had? Halo Infinite released in such a bad state. Now, Redfall, released in the worst state, arguably is one of the worst games of 2023. And now Starfield, I'm sitting here going like, all right, third time, you're out. Like, what do I do? Like, I don't want Starfield to release in a bad state. I love Bethesda games. I would like to think, after seeing what Redfall did, after seeing what Halo Infinite went through, knowing that Starfield is going to be such a big game for Xbox, they're kind of like, all right, we really got to make sure this hits.
When the Redfall drop?
I would say last month, a month ago, something like that.
I feel like if they took their notes and realized it, they would have postponed the release of this game.
They did originally. It was supposed to come out in June. Now it's in September.
No, but still, even then, you were running more. Like, look at the game. What's the game? Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League. That game has been postponed to the death because they've been catching every single little bug. It's Rockstar is making the game, and they're saying that we've been catching more and more bugs, and we want to release this game as perfectly as it can be. Granted, you could say they're trying to compete with the Spider-Man game that's coming out, and I get it. I'm like, you're taking notes, you're making sure. Look at the Spider-Man game. We didn't even get a date until Game Fest this year when the game was coming. We got a trailer back in, I think it was in April, we got a first trailer. And then we got a gameplay a couple of weeks ago, and that's when they gave us the dates. Like, it's been a whole 3 years since we got the last Spider-Man game. You got to think, Suicide Squad Kills Justice League, they're doing this. That game is still on my wish list on Steam.
That's in 2024, I think they're dropping that game.
Hopefully, if that game comes out perfectly, if they don't have any more delays on it. But the fact that game is taking notes and it's like, all right, let's make sure this game runs smoothly. People are going to get mad that it's going to be postponed, but they're not going to be angry once they release on a full playable state. I think that's what Xbox needs to start doing with these games instead of just half-assing releasing games just so they can make a profit at the end.
Well, they said for Redfall, the thing was, I think at the time of the Bethesda and Xbox merger, which happened 2-3 years ago, something like that. Time frame's wrong. I know it. But Redfall was in active development. Microsoft came in, seen what they were doing, and were like, okay, you've been working on this. We're not going to step in and bother what you're doing. Hey, just release the game. Then there were reports coming out that people within the studio were like, we really hope Xbox just cancels this game because we know it's a dud, but Microsoft pushed it down the pipeline, and that was Redfall.
Well, at that point, I don't even think it's Xbox's fault yet, because Xbox is buying a company that's promising a game. At that point, you just got to say to Xbox, yeah, no, this game isn't. Or you could lie to Sony and be like, yeah, this game is not going to be coming out anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean,
at that point, you can't blame Xbox. You got to blame the people that are making the game.
Well, people are now going to point to Xbox because they own Bethesda.
Bethesda, but you, at the end of the day, and yeah, and Xbox could say the final word of it. But the fact that you just said that the company, the developers who are making the game are saying, yeah, this game is a good game. It's not going to do well. Make it a good game. Work on it. I hate that. Shows you how much faith Activision had on that game, where they're like, oh, it's a dead game. Make it not a dread game. Make it fun. Make it compelling. Scrap it and do it over again.
See, that's you know what, the big thing. I wish
Xbox hired me. Xbox hired me over there. I'll set up your, I'll fix your gaming state right away. Can you imagine me running the game state over at Microsoft? No, you're bad. You're bad. You're fat. You're small. I would tear everyone. People would.
It's quit. Not Spider-Man. Give me Spider-Man.
More photos of Spider-Man now.
Exactly.
I would become Joe Jameson.
Yeah. So I guess to talk about Spider-Man, because it's going, let's be honest, it's Starfield versus Spider-Man going into the fall. Because September and I think October, Spider-Man. So
and then October, we're getting the Mario RPG.
Sure.
Don't shut it out. Switch won the console against Xbox One and PS4.
Fair. Spider-Man 2, what are we expecting out of it? Game comes out, it's pretty much what Spider-Man 1 was. Let's throw in a little Miles Morales. You're fine with that, with Venom. And they said they were adding more villains and heroes. Like,
yeah, I'm okay.
That's the perfect recipe, right?
That's the perfect recipe. They're opening it up even more. It's a bigger New York. You get to go to Brooklyn.
I saw Coney Island too.
You get to see the suburb areas of the city too as well, which is really cool. How is Spider-Man gonna whip around that? I have no idea. That's cool. I think this is going to be really cool because you go back and forth between Miles and Peter with no loading screens, mind you. There's no loading screen, which is like instant. It's like, boom, you're Miles. Boom, you're Peter. Like, that's like James. Remember back in the day, we would have to wait for loading screens if we were switching characters to the next stories and everything like that.
GTA 5, you had a load between characters. It would zoom out from the map and that was a loading screen. This just seems to be seamless.
Seamless, which is amazing. And, you know, Insomniac is also working on a Wolverine game, solo Wolverine. And now the fact that they're adding, can you imagine, now that you have the seamless interaction between two characters, imagine an X-Men game like that, where you're Wolverine, and then you could be, I'm going to name another X-Men character, my favorite one, Gambit. And then you could do that with, I don't know, a lot of...
Cyclops,
all that. Can you imagine that? Because this game can essentially... It's making the groundwork of seamless transition with multiple characters. And then now, and then there's an Iron Man game coming too by Insomniac as well, which is like, imagine Iron Man and War Machine. And then you have a Captain America. Like, I'm excited for it.
I'm all the way in. I think Spider-Man's going to be a great game. I liked the first one. I thought it played well. It captured the essence of what Spider-Man is.
Yeah.
Going to be even better.
The Miles one I didn't like because it was a $60 game. Yeah. It felt like a DLC game. That's what it was. Because you were doing Miles' story, which they could have easily put that as a DLC.
I think if they priced it at $30, it would have been better. Instead of like a whole $60.
I don't even think. Dude, I haven't even finished that Miles game. Because it was bland, the story. Something about it felt different from the Spider-Man game.
Yeah.
Because the Spider-Man game was like, I want to know what's happening next. So this one, I'm just like, oh, okay, Miles, great. Like, the story wasn't really there for me for that. And so I just hope the DLC for this one is as good as the stories for the DLC for Spider-Man 1.
Of course. And you know what we'll do? Speaking of stories, we will finish
the story.
Oh, gosh. It still
hurts. Never gonna happen.
But what will happen are more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast. Get Comfy Game Break, Get Comfy Lowdown. Every single Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Network. I have been K-Lo, joined by the one and only
BKS.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.